Tuesday's Supreme Court arguments centered on the Red River Compact, an interstate water-sharing agreement ratified by Congress in 1980. Oklahoma and Texas have different interpretations of some of the language in the agreement. The compact gives Oklahoma and Texas equal rights to some of the water in southeastern Oklahoma, but equal rights means different things to each state. The Tarrant Regional Water District says it needs the water for a thirsty, rapidly growing area near Fort Worth, but Oklahoma has passed laws blocking that access. An attorney for the Texas Water District argued the compact entitles it to seek 25% of the water in the Kiamichi River, a river entirely within Oklahoma's borders. But when it comes to this water, Texas says state lines don't matter, which seemed to trouble some of the justices. Justice Samuel Alito questioned Charles Rothfeld, who argued on behalf of the Texas Water District. Justice Alito, when you say Texas has the right to go into Oklahoma, just think about that phrase. That's very striking. I mean, it sounds like they're going to send in the National Guard or the Texas Rangers. But Chief Justice Roberts seemed more sympathetic to the Texas Water District's argument. He told Lisa Blatt, who argued for Oklahoma, that this isn't an argument about state sovereignty. Justice Roberts, this is an interstate compact, and the whole point of interstate compacts is that each state has to give up a little here or a little there to solve a problem. Justice Stephen Breyer questioned Tarrant's claim that the framers of the compact envisioned cross-border water transactions. The compact doesn't include any language on how to account for all the complex dealings that come with moving water back and forth over state lines. So how does a state prove to another state that it needs the water? Breyer asked. There would have to be a complex way to measure the water itself to determine what each state was getting and from which part of the river. Justice Breyer, I would have thought a mechanism would be set up to do that, and there is none. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt was encouraged by the justices' questions on this point. He spoke on the steps of the Supreme Court following the arguments.
The court seemed to be very bothered by the fact that there was not an explicit statement in the compact that allowed cross, border access. And in all the instances where cross-border access is happening, that is an explicit statement.
Oklahoma's attorney argued the Red River Compact does not give Texas the right to the southeastern Oklahoma water. Texas has equal rights to use up to 25% of the water. It's a cap, Oklahoma argued, but the cap doesn't guarantee Texas can reach that cap. Texas Attorney Rothfeld summed it up on the steps of the Supreme Court.
That is one of the questions, that's right. And Oklahoma's argument is that it's a cap. If you can get your 25% from within your state, great. If not, too bad for you. Our contrary argument is that it is a 25% entitlement to each state.
The Supreme Court is expected to decide on the case by June. Oklahoma has won all the lower court cases so far, and it has the support of Arkansas and Louisiana, the other two compact signatories. But Texas officials have the support of the U.S. Solicitor General and are encouraged the Supreme Court agreed to hear the case. More than two dozen states have interstate water sharing agreements like the Red River Compact. If Oklahoma's protectionist laws are upheld over the compact, water experts say other states might follow suit and file protectionist laws of their own. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz in Washington, D.C.